are listening to the Intuitive Healing Connection. Hi, my name is Gina Stroll, and I am your host. I am best known as the down-to-earth intuitive healer that doesn't sugarcoat the truth. I walk my clients through the healing process and help them heal from their past so that they can find peace and joy again. If you are interested in healing your past, tapping into your spiritual side to receive your own answers, finding your own clarity, and discovering your own wisdom, then you are in the right place. I am here to lead the way and help you discover your intuitive connection. Hello, my friend, and welcome to this week's podcast episode. I'm so excited that you're here, and I love today's topic. You know, so many times we jump into a new year, which today, at the time that this will be posted, it will be a new year. It will be January 2023. And how amazing is that? But if you're someone that's going, oh, great, we have another year, what are we going to do? Well, today's episode is all for you. Because I want you to know that there is hope, that we don't have to go and set these big resolutions and come up with a big, huge plan in order to have our best life. In fact, this morning, as I was thinking about recording this podcast, I went and looked up what resolution really means. And it's a firm decision to do or not to do something. It can also mean that something is wrong and we need to fix it. From an energetic point of view, when we decide that we need to make radical changes, it's because there's something wrong. But the thing that I know in the spiritual truths and in the healing world, that there is nothing that is wrong. Everything is played out just as it is designed to. And I don't know about you, but when I make an absolute for myself, it's probably a guaranteed not going to happen. Because unless I am totally committed, unless I am totally in 100%, no bullshit, it's probably not going to happen. So if you got up on January 1st and you felt like something was wrong and that the thing to do is to make resolutions and make those big changes, today is for you. It is exactly for you. I think a lot of times in society, we have been taught that that day, that first day of the year is the day to really dive in and really make those big changes. But you know, you see all those gym memberships that went out and people decided they were going to hit the gym again for the 500th time in their life, only to have it so busy on January 1st and January 2nd. By the 5th, it's already dwindling out a bit. By the 10th, half the people are gone. By the 20th, another third, and so on and so forth. By the end of the month, usually most of those that have just decided to do these Hail Mary resolutions, they're already done. They've already kicked themselves out the door because it's just too much at one time. For a lot of us, when we get so overwhelmed with what's going on, you know, we choose to make these big resolutions and make them such a big thing, when in reality, we can make smaller goals for ourselves. And this is what I talk to my healing clients about. This is what I talk to people about that I work with, is really making these smaller goals, not a total resolution, not a total, you know, revamp of your life, but making smaller, more doable goals for yourself. So let's talk about some things that I do at the end of the year to really let go of my year before and open myself up to have the best year yet. And every year for me is the best year yet. So things that I do at the end of the year is I like to take time, you know, as things are winding down. And even that first couple of weeks in January, you know, you can take some time to focus on what were the positive things that happened over the last year. You know, allow yourself to set in that. Focus on what have I accomplished? What are the little things that change for me? Most of these little changes that come in, they kind of happen naturally, especially if you're on a healing journey. You know, if you, those people who worked with me this last year, they just had these subtle changes come in for them very naturally and very easy. Those are the best kind of goals, because we can start off, you know, most of them started off in January with a healing goal. They're going to do their healing work. And then by the end of the year, they stuck with it and it happened. They really didn't have specific goals in mind. But over the year, little changes, little things came about. You know, they were more patient, less anxiety, just these little things that we all desire in life. And it just happened very naturally for them. So allow yourself to focus on what you have accomplished over the past year. I also like to take some time and journal and forgive the past year. Allow myself the room and freedom to let it go. If there were things that happened that I'm still holding on to, energy that I've still carried in my body from this last year, if there's situations that you're thinking over and over in your head about, maybe you were embarrassed or ashamed, or, you know, it just really pisses you off, really journal about it and give yourself permission to forgive the past year for what has happened, for anything that maybe you didn't feel was up to what you think you could have done or should have done. Just allow it to go. There's no reason to hold it on to that. The only thing that happens when we hold on to it is it creates dis-ease inside of our body. It's not serving you. You don't have to hold it over your head and remind yourself how many times you failed and how many times you haven't accomplished what you wanted to do, or how many times you were ashamed the last year or embarrassed. None of that really matters. And so I like to just take time to journal and just to really let it all go. It was simply an experience. This past year was simply an experience for you. What have you experienced? For me, I love to create experiences for myself. And so we had a lot of goals. We did a lot of traveling. We've done a lot of amazing sites. We visited a lot of amazing places this last year. I've created some amazing things in my business, and I'm going to focus on that. Those are really cool things that I'm excited about. And I'm excited to go into the next year knowing that I can do more of that. So after I take time to focus on that and really journal and let it go, I just open my heart space up. And how I do that is just simply close my eyes and take a deep breath. And I open up my heart space to bring in the next year and allowing all the good, wonderful things to come in. I like to set in this energy for a little while and allow it to feel big and bold and good. Allow it to feel optimistic. If you've been listening to me before, I've talked about really creating the life that you desire. And this is one way that I do this. And I do it by feelings. I use my emotional feelings to create the feelings that I want for the next year. And my feelings are pretty much the same every year. I want peace. I want to be able to live in the moment. I want to be able to enjoy the times with my family, be present, be open. You know, these are none of the goals that you maybe hear of everybody posting, you know, for January and what they want to do. To me, I want to feel good. That's my goal. I want to feel good. And I want to feel good about everything that's going on in my life. If there is relationships that I need to work on, that's fine. I can work through those. I imagine myself feeling good working through those relationships. If there are parts of my body that don't feel good, I focus on that and imagine myself feeling good about those parts and those things that are going on inside my body, feeling amazing, doing everything that I need to do every day and feeling good while I'm doing it, enjoying my work, enjoying my clients, enjoying the new clients that are coming to me. And you can just bask in this feeling of what you want it to feel like. The thing is when we put this higher vibration energy out there and let go of the negative, oh my gosh, my life sucks. Everything that happens to me is terrible. You know, if you put that energy out into the world, that's what you're going to get back. Those are the kind of people who are going to come and be in your world. Those are the kind of things that are going to show up for you. But if we want to feel those feelings of in control, this is how you can do it. And you start creating what you want your life to feel like. Now, when we do this, it doesn't mean it's going to be perfect, but what it does mean is that I know when things come, I can still feel good, and I don't have to get all caught up in the little things that happen each and every day. And I can just spend time really focusing on those things that make me feel good. So the other thing that I like to do with focusing on the things that make me feel good is I like to set small goals for myself. And I don't set big, horrendous goals. I have had to learn to rethink what I can do in a year because I want to feel good in doing it. And I want to give myself an opportunity to really feel good about what I do and give myself an opportunity to succeed. Tony Robbins talks about that we really overestimate what we can accomplish in a year and underestimate what we can accomplish in 5 years. And as a business owner, I'm here to tell you that is dead on. We do it all the time, but we also do it to ourselves in life. And if we set ourselves up to fail, we will never get those feelings of succeeding. We will never get those opportunities to see that we could create the life that we want and we could start, and that the little steps every day matter. I think that's the part that we forget sometimes is those little stepping stones along the way, they matter. It's those little everyday things, those little tiny things every day that get us to that next big step for ourselves. So instead of making the big weight loss goal to lose 50 or 100 pounds, you're going to start walking every day. I'm going to start walking 3 days a week. I'm going to start doing, you know, whatever it is. I'm just throwing these out there as an example. You know, you want to bring more gratitude into your life? Make a goal to start journaling and start really setting in that gratitude feeling a couple times a week. Make it so you can succeed at it. You know, we really have to look at what our schedule looks like, what we can fit in, because if we feel so overwhelmed, you're not going to do it. You can't add so much to your schedule that you feel so overwhelmed because you just won't do it. It will not get done. Your head and your mind will not say, sure, we can add that in. It's going to go, good heck, I don't know when you want me to do that. That's ridiculous. And it's just not going to happen. You're going to put it off every day and you're not going to be in that energy of succeeding. So you can give yourself little tiny baby steps. Maybe that's all you do this year is you start walking 3 times a week. That's it. It's an improvement from last year. And you're all like, well, it doesn't get us to where our goals is. It's baby steps. I guarantee you it will get you to your goal. And maybe as you get into the year and you realize, and I love to reevaluate, you know, I reevaluate quarterly and see where I'm at. You can reevaluate and go, you know what, that's working out pretty well. How about we add in another day? Or how about we start eating? Maybe you want to start eating a certain way or doing certain things, whatever it is for you that you feel like is what you need to do. And then maybe you add that in quarterly. But really giving ourselves this opportunity to make baby steps all along the way. Give yourself permission to succeed. When we remind ourselves how many times we failed and we set ourselves up for failure, you're not going to feel hopeful about any of it. You're not going to feel like that you have the opportunity to change. You know, for me, every year is a healing year and I set healing goals for myself. Little goals. And I look back over the last long time I've been doing this work and I can see where I have succeeded in those goals. We have to take time to look back and enjoy and bask in the progress that we have made. You know, I see myself as a completely different person these days. I don't react like I used to. I don't feel the same way that I used to. I'll bend out of shape about what people say to me or how, you know, what happens during the day, because I know that it's not about me. It's not about my self-worth, but that's come with a lot of healing work. That's come with a lot of getting my ego, reminding my ego, really working with myself and being open to look at the things that I want to make changes at. And you can do the same thing, but we do them little steps at a time. That's all you need to do. Little baby steps every day get you to the big goal. So lastly, take time for yourself this year. If you want to have your best year ever, so make yourself a priority. Make your feelings a priority. Stop shoving things aside and telling yourself that you don't matter and remind yourself that you do matter. We have to take time for the things that do matter. And taking care of yourself, that is important to me. taking time to slow down, having meditation time. This is how we can create our best self yet. Really, we have to open up to the things that matter the most. A lot of times, I just had this image in my head of, you know, we get so busy, or we think we have to stay busy so that we don't have to think about everything that's going on in our life. That's not self-care. That is not taking care of you. That is not acknowledging where you're at and being open to accept the feelings that you have, because you don't have time to do any of that. Staying busy does not make you worthy. Staying busy doesn't make you more than what you are. It doesn't mean anything about you. It just means that you're not taking time to listen to yourself. You don't need to be busy. You know, I used to do busy work all the time. I remember when I first met my husband, and I would stay busy from the moment I got up in the morning until I went to bed at night. And I was so tired and so grumpy and so ornery. And I realized that I wasn't serving anybody. I'm not getting more done. I'm just more tired and grumpy at the end of the day. But I was doing it. When I started doing my healing work, I realized I was doing it to feel better about myself. If I could say that I had, you know, raked the yard all day long, the hard way too, not the easy way. You know, I was a stay-at-home mom with two kids then, and I would literally go, go, go all day long. It was all about always being on the go, having to do something every minute of every day. And I never allowed myself to slow down. If I did, I told myself I was lazy and I was worthless. And it simply wasn't true. It was just a way to keep myself really setting with my feelings and really acknowledging where I was at, because it hurt too much to stop. It hurt too much to slow down and to listen to what was really going on inside of my head. And if we want to have our best year yet, we have to listen to us. We have to listen to our inside. We have to listen to what's going on and be okay to be right where you're at. We have to start somewhere. And we can't keep ignoring ourselves and expect to have a better year. You can't keep ignoring the things that are going on inside your head and inside your heart. You can try and ignore your traumas, but they will come up for you, and they will continue to come up for you until you acknowledge them, until you decide, you know what, maybe we have some work to do. Maybe we have some things to do. I tell everybody, I'll yell it to the rooftops. You want to give yourself the best year. You want to give yourself the best gift, so that you can have your best year ever. Commit to do your healing work. Commit to personal development. Commit to working with a healer or a trauma specialist or someone that can help you work through your past. We all have things to work through. I've had people tell me, well, I had a perfect childhood. I guarantee you nobody had the perfect childhood. I guarantee there are things that you are doing to protect yourself. I guarantee that you are reacting certain ways to protect yourself so that you don't have to feel the feelings of getting hurt. And you can work through all of those. So what I love about spiritual development is because we can do the healing work and do the spiritual development side of it, realize that the way that we were thinking, it doesn't have to be that way. It's such an amazing combination. So we can give ourselves that gift. And I know when I started doing my healing work, it was life changing for me. And it still is every day. I still am working on myself. I'm still doing my healing work. I'm still releasing those reactions and those triggers inside of me, because I don't want to be tripped up by anything. I want to be able to let people live their lives, and I want to go about mine, and they can pretty much do whatever they want. And it's not about me. It's just not about me. I was listening to a story yesterday. I've been listening to the book on the Gene Keys, and I've just been listening to the audio. And we're talking about a man, we're talking about doing your spiritual work and really rising up out of this lower vibration stuff into the higher vibration stuff is really in a nutshell what they're talking about. But they were talking about a man was on a boat and another guy ran into him. And the guy who ran into him started yelling at him and telling him that, you know, he was an idiot and what was he doing there? He shouldn't have been there anyway. And, you know, the guy was really just embarrassed and he made a mistake. And the person that he was yelling at didn't even raise an eyebrow. He didn't even acknowledge it. He didn't say anything to him. He just smiled at him and kind of went on his way. And I thought, you know what? That's how I want to be. That is the goal for me, is to really just watch life happens and know that it's not about me. He didn't really hurt his boat. He didn't do anything. You know, the guy was just embarrassed and irritated and triggered. And, you know, we meet people like that in life. Maybe you are that person who's embarrassed and triggered and yelling and screaming and, you know, blaming and shaming. And it doesn't have to be that way. My goal for me is to just be here in the moment, to be able to enjoy all the beautiful moments that life has to offer, every single one of them. And to be able to do that here in the physical world, it's an amazing gift. And when we can learn to enjoy every moment of every day, whether it's the guy running into you with his boat or his car, or, you know, someone enjoying you, someone complimenting you, being able to enjoy all of it and not making it about you. That's the goal, because it's not about you. It was never about you. So learning to really set in the moment, bask in the moment, be in the everyday moments, you know, do your healing work, work on that so that you can be in those moments with yourself. And do it in such a peaceful way that nothing else, nothing matters. You wouldn't want to be anywhere else. So I hope this has been helpful for you. Take time to journal about last year. Take some time to set some goals, some smaller goals for yourself, and allow yourself to succeed this year. Really allow yourself to find those opportunities to feel like you are a success. Because just like with our kids and anything else, when you give them that opportunity to succeed, it creates that momentum where you want to do more. So do that for yourself. And then find time to just accept where you're at. If you feel like it's time to give yourself the healing gift, do it. Do not hesitate. Find a way to make it happen. But then also learn to just be in the moment and really letting these things go, not getting so bent out of shape, and just enjoy where you are at this point in your life. It doesn't mean that we can't make changes. It doesn't mean that we can't move forward. It just means that we have the opportunity to bask in the everyday moments. When we're worried about what has happened or what's going to happen in the future, we are missing out on what is happening right here and now. You are not grounded. You are not present when you're worried about everything else. So give yourself that gift of learning to be present. Be in the moment. This morning when I got up and was thinking about what I was going to do today, I spent time in bed this morning just breathing. And that sounds crazy, but that's what I did. And I probably did just 15 or 20 minutes of focusing on my breath, coming back to gratitude, being grateful for my breath, being grateful that I'm breathing, that I'm here, that I'm doing all the things, and knowing that everything is just as it's supposed to be, that I have nothing to worry about. I don't need to stress out over my past, and I sure as hell don't need to be worried about my future. I just need to be focusing on the here and now. And that right there is how you can have your best life ever. So I hope this has been helpful today. Let go of the resolutions and step into simple goal making, things that can move you forward in the way that you want to feel. Really focus on how you want to feel and what you want it to be like for you in the coming year. And then look for those feelings, go for those feelings, focus on those feelings every day. I promise you, it will bring you the greatest year that you have ever had. So I hope this has been helpful for you. If you enjoyed it, please let me know. And we will see you again next time. Bye-bye for now. I sincerely hope you enjoyed today's episode. I love connecting with my people. So if you would like to get in touch with me, you can email me at GinaStroll@GinaStroll.com. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram and on YouTube as Gina Stroll Intuitive Healing. And of course, if you have any interest in anything that we talked about today, all of my stuff is available on my website at GinaStroll.com. And again, thank you for joining me, and I can't wait for us to connect up again. Have a great day.